this is not the typical beginning to a Brian McTavish segment here on Up Today. What's happened to you?
Well,
you changed.
You're getting
more serious in your advancing years.
I'm the same.
Yes. No, you're not.
I haven't changed.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought we'd class it up a little.
About time.
Yeah, about time.
Yeah,
How many years into this segment?
Yeah.
Deborah Voigt. Ooh. Oh, not enough and yet too many. Deborah Voigt. You know, that is, I think, as hard to pull off as it sounds.
I have no doubt.
She has a great gift. Deborah Voigt, the soprano extraordinaire in recital presented by the Harriman Jewel folks at 8 o'clock tonight at the Folly Theater downtown. I look at her bio and I think, so this is why kids do high school musicals, because she grew up in the Chicagoland area. And she did Fiddler on the Roof and The Music Man and MAME. But it turns out she sings opera, right?
Hmm.
You got to get that start. You just never know if it's going to turn out to be a home run or you're going to strike out. Well, she's hit a few home runs over her career. Her specialty, that was a bit of Wagner. She also does Strauss. She's not unfamiliar with the American Songbook. I'm sure she'll do some pop stuff as well tonight at the Folly. But this is the same gal whose most famous pop culture presence, I guess, came back in 2004 when she got kicked out of a role at the Royal Opera House because she didn't fit into the so-called little black dress.
Hmm.
She was a big gal,
and
it was kind of embarrassing for her. She felt, I think people on the scene thought it was a belittlement of her, unfair. Big hubbub when the word got out. She did all the TV talk shows. She had gastric bypass surgery, not to get back in that little black dress. But for her health. And so accidentally, it turned out rather nicely for her, a risky procedure. She came through it with flying colors. There was some concern that her singing voice might suffer. It did not. She sounds great. As a matter of fact, just this year, she shared the Best Opera Recording Award for the Metropolitan Opera's recording of Richard Wagner's something or another. I can't possibly pronounce this. But she keeps winning Grammys. She keeps getting applause. And
now,
who cares about the little black dress?
Now, if I were to walk into the Brian McTavish abode, I've never been invited, but that's another matter.
No.
Okay.
You know what my son says? My son says, nobody ever comes and nobody ever leaves. It's very strange.
One of those kinds of houses.
Go ahead. Okay. I have no idea where you're going.
So if I were to come in and look at your music collection, I would see how much in the classical genre.
Very little.
Very little.
As I said, I'm trying to class things up around here. But you know what?
And you can by listening to Deborah Voigt.
Yes, you certainly can tonight at the Folly Theater. Maybe she'll do a little Beatles. She might do a little Beatles. Could throw a little Bowie at you. You never know. Yeah. By the way, we share a birthday, Deborah and I, August 4th. I would love to get her to sing Happy Birthday for me. Can you work on that for me, pal?
Yes, of course.
All
that's my top priority.
Ba 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 ba. Every single day, every actress gave, much to your dismay, though it's free you'll pay, you'll be on YouTube, la 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 la, the whole world can see.
What do we have here?
What do you think we have here?
I don't know. I don't have no idea.
It's the Kinsey Six. And that's not six people, that's actually a quartet. Six like S-I-C. K.S., right?
Oh.
They're fun. It's music. It's comedy. They call themselves America's favorite dragapella beauty shop quartet.
Even
that's right.
Even though they're sick.
They are sick. It's kind of like in the old days we used to call sick humor crack humor.
No, there you go.
Or kind of edgy or weird humor.
Yeah.
They are currently on their America's Next Top Bachelor Housewife Celebrity Hoarder Makeover Star Gone Wild Tour. Their words, not mine. And they'll be playing actually two nights this weekend, music and comedy in their own way. 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock Saturday night at the Carlson Center at the Polsky Theater there at Johnson County Community College. They've been all over the place. They do albums. They do movies. They've made a couple of films. They actually got together in 1993. They were just friends. They go to a Bette Midler show in San Francisco, and they're costumed as the Andrews sisters, all six of them, I guess, right? Well, they assume there'd be lots of men there in drag. I would think so as well, I suppose. Bette Midler, San Francisco.
Yeah.
They were surprised to find themselves the only ones in women's clothing who were not women. They were approached to perform at an upcoming event. They were a big hit. They began rehearsing, singing, harmonizing in a very silly way that very night. And they'll be doing that all weekend long, at least Friday and Saturday at JCCC.
Okay, and now a very different kind of entertainer, and really one of my favorite guests I've had in this studio in the last 11 years that we've been doing the show,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Hal Holbrook, in town, in the area for Mark Twain tonight.
Okay, that great... Hal
the
Holbrook.
Great Hal Holbrook.
He is Mark Twain. You know how Sean Connery is James Bond?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Hal Holbrook is Mark Twain, and we'll talk a little bit about this. But first, let's hear him in his fantastic one-man show role as Mark Twain. Just a little bit about... He is Mark Twain talking about cats, shall we?
I like cats. They're quieter than children. I like everything about cats except their singing voices. We have one, a Presbyterian soprano. She's partial to hymns. Sings Old Hundred on a picket fence every night out back of the house. It's useless to shout at her. She takes it for applause and tries harder.
I hear it's a great show. Just a great show.
I am going to see this tonight. Ever since I was a kid, and he's been doing this since 1954. He won a Tony Award for this in 1966. After that, he did a CBS television special. It was a major television event. I recall as a kid seeing this. Wanted to see him every single time he's popped through town, just never got around to it. I'll be there tonight. I hope you are, too. 7:30 tonight at the Lead Center at the University of Kansas. He always does an excerpt from The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. There's no set program. He chooses material as he goes along. A great actor doing a great real-life person from American history.
And this is?
Well, I'm not sure that's Steve Vai singing, but I think I'm pretty sure that's Steve Vai, who will vie for your attention.
V-A-I.
V-A-I, rock guitar god to many, 8 o'clock Sunday at the Voodoo Lounge at Paris Casino in North Kansas City. This guy's looked up to by guys who try to play guitar, whether they can or not. They know he can. Vai started his career as a music transcriptionist for Frank Zappa. Not easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
He eventually hooked up with Zappa for a couple of years in the early 80s. He went solo. Interesting guy. A true artist on his axe. He's not afraid to try new things. And interestingly, I'm telling you, he is actually on a new album. It just came out. It's called Ponder the Mystery. It's by William Shatner. William Shatner's new album, right? The crazy William Shatner. Vai plays guitar on this. Shatner says it's possibly the most creative thing he's ever done. I dare say it's not the most creative thing that Vai has ever done. but, you know, you got to get that paycheck. It's nice to have the greenbacks in the checking account. And so I definitely recommend Steve Vai tonight.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
And the man in the silk suit hurries by as he catches a poor old lady's eye. Just for fun, he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe him.
Now, this is an interesting combination of musicians. I like that. That sounded great.
That really sounds great. That
it does.
That's bluegrass musician Ricky Skaggs.
Legend.
Legend, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't... He is a
that
legend.
That word is tossed around
it
too
is.
Easy. That's where you're going with
well,
that.
Thanks for...
And Bruce Hornsby playing his great hit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, that's
the
Ricky Skaggs singing Bruce Hornsby. It's actually Ricky Skaggs and Bruce Hornsby together. They're a team now on tour. Ricky Skaggs, Bruce Hornsby, they'll do The Way It Is, that old Bruce Hornsby hit, at 8 tonight. Lots of stuff going on tonight.
Lots
8
of stuff
tonight
going
at Yardley Hall at the Carlson Center at Johnson County Community College.
How'd those guys get together?
They got together in 2007 for an album. which included basically Ricky Skaggs and Bruce Hornsby doing bluegrass versions of Bruce Hornsby songs, some traditional stuff, maybe one original Ricky Skaggs composition. A few years ago on that album, they even threw in Rick James' Super Freak bluegrass version.
Really?
Yeah, really, no kidding.
Yeah.
They have a new album out now. It is called Cluck Old Hen. It's kind of more of the same, bluegrass meets pop. Listen up on this album as well as tonight at JCC for their version of the Bill Monroe classic Toy Heart. You'll get that jazzy piano from Hornsby, and you'll get the vocals from Skaggs. Super Freak, that's the one I want to hear tonight.
That's
Super
a great Freak. That's a great list. And by the way, tomorrow night, Saturday night at the Blue Room in the 18th and Vine District, a great moment, the Kansas City Trumpet Summit, Stan Kessler, Herman Mahari, and Mike Matheny. Be a great night. 8:30, the music starts. That'll be a great concert.
Sounds
good.
Great
time. Yeah. That's Brian McTavish. He's a senior writer at Thinking Bigger Business Media. Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Very well said.